Well, the days of waiting in long lines for COVID tests could be over soon. Allume, an Australian company, is the first to get its at-home over-the-counter COVID test emergency authorization from the FDA this week. The do-it-yourself test will cost about $30 and is expected to be available in limited quantities starting next month. For more, let's bring in Eric Paraxilis. He's a faculty member at Duke University. And Eric, we had you on the show before to talk about how the U.S. was lagging behind other countries in terms of testing ability. How big of a deal is this test? And is it actually significant that an Australian company is the first to get their FDA authorized for emergency use?
I think it's a big deal. I think the future of medicine is going to be more convenient, more local, and more affordable. And, you know, it was an Australian company that did this, but they did have a $30 million grant from the United States National Institutes of Health. So I think they were selected as the best company, regardless of where they were.
Got it. Let's talk about the test itself. There have been some home tests developed, but these required you actually send your sample to a lab. This one doesn't. You just have to download an app on your phone. Can you explain how this technology works?
Yeah, so basically what happens is you buy a kit, and the kit has the test device, the sample device, and, you know, Bluetooth, the device itself connects to your phone by Bluetooth. I'm sure you download an app, and you collect a mid-nasal sample. And basically, the app itself also plays a video that walks the user through all the steps of collecting the sample, performing the test. It displays the results, it computes the results, and then it actually transmits the results once that is done.
Okay, transmits the results, and then how accurate are these results?
In the initial data provided to the FDA, the test correctly identified 96% of positive samples and 100% of negative samples in individuals with symptoms. Without symptoms, it correctly identified 91% of positive samples and 96% of negative samples. So very accurate at this point.
Do you also have any concerns that at-home tests like these could actually lure us into a false sense of security? Everyone taking one, then going to a large gathering, for instance.
Absolutely. I think that's exactly the concern that we have to have. You can picture everybody getting one of these and then taking them and then going to their large holiday gathering, like you say, right? We don't know exactly how long after somebody is expressing antigen or antibody that they're going to be contagious to people around them. So even if you have your test status, this is one of the reasons why, you know, the quarantine periods that are recommended are in place. So if you take that same scenario and this large group of people in this neighborhood all transmit these negative results, somebody could be looking at the map and saying, oh, look, there's not much COVID in that neighborhood, which could be wrong, right? So I think we have to be careful of how the test is used and how the data is used.
So who should use one of these tests once they come on the market next month?
For me, it would be a low-risk person with mild or moderate symptoms or a high-risk person with minor symptoms. Testing is still most useful in the context of symptoms. And I think, you know, if you have flu symptoms or you're home and you're wondering if you have COVID and you're not high risk, this is a great way to save yourself a trip to the doctor and figure things out. If you're very sick or moderately sick and you're high risk, you should go seek care. And so I think those types of use cases might be the sweet spot for this test. But I think that has to be determined and communicated by health authorities.
You touched on this before, but do you think this technology is going to change the way other medical tests are done, being able to do it from the comfort of your home and then sharing your results in the cloud?
I think so. I think, you know, one of the good technology stories of COVID has been telehealth. And, you know, I've done telehealth visits, and I think they're great. It's wonderful to not have to go and just get on the screen for 15 minutes. The one thing we don't want to lose is the expert determination, right? You know, you get a test result, and you still have to make decisions. I think we still have to have the best type of guidance for those decisions.
Eric Paraxilis is a faculty member at Duke University. Thank you so much for this conversation.
Thanks for having me.